Welcome to the Network Marketers Den, the ultimate podcast for network marketers who are looking for ideas and knowledge to grow, develop, and level up their network marketing business. I'm Janet Metzger, your host, and I can't wait to share with you what we have today. Welcome to the show. Hey, everybody, it's Janet Metzger, and I want to welcome you to the Network Marketers Den. I'm really excited. I met our guest just a couple of weeks ago through LinkedIn, and Jules Marchisio has a wealth of information. You know what attracted me about Jules' profile is she is truly, truly a proponent of the network marketing industry. So you're going to get some ideas of how you can share her enthusiasm, and you'll get some tips of what you can say to people who are maybe a little skeptical of the industry. And she has just, she's very, very inspirational. She's been with a couple of companies. But listen to this. She doesn't have a real background in network marketing. She was actually a project manager. Okay, so it just goes to show you, it doesn't matter what your background is. She's got 10 years of network marketing experience, and she's a six-figure earner. So that pretty much says it to me that she knows what she's talking about. And her real passion is about educating people about the industry, which is so, so important. If you're passionate about this industry, it's going to go a world of difference. And maybe you're passionate about your business, but you don't quite know what to say. And I think by the end of our little discussion with my friend Jules, you're going to be great. So Jules, I want to welcome you to our podcast. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Yes, it's great to have you. So do you want to just tell everybody a little bit about you, where you live, and kind of what your journey was to the point that you're at now in your marketing business?
Yeah, for sure. So I'm based in the Boston, Massachusetts area. I moved out here to California, San Diego, when I was 30. So that was a little over 2 years ago. And I had spent 13 years in project management. I had been laid off a few times when I first got here to San Diego. So, you know, I don't come from money. I don't, I've never really had, my parents have never really handed me anything. They've always taught me to work hard and kind of get it to myself. So after the third time of being laid off in corporate America, I just felt like I was not in a safe place. I didn't feel secure for my financial future. I was actually looking to change my whole career again. And I was going to be the adult learner going to college again. And I was going to go nursing because I love helping people. I love children, so I was thinking about pediatrics, and I was taking all my prereqs to get into nursing school. I was volunteering at the hospital, and I also took a nanny job that allowed me to fit into my schedule for a family with three kids, a woman that was a litigation attorney in her neighborhood. And when she moved in, she happened to move in right next door to a young gentleman worth $25 million in network marketing. So that's really kind of how stumbled into the industry. Was I was kind of put in that neighborhood by chance, and I met him, and you know, I was blown away by the opportunity that the average and ordinary person has to go out there and take ownership of their life and their financial future, rather than, you know, going to work for someone else and not really being in control. Like, I felt so out of control when I was laid off, especially after the third time. I've got to do something that I feel safe with. And I love helping people, and I love, you know, just changing from employee to entrepreneur has just been such a blessing for who I am and who I've grown into. So, you know, I dove in head first. I saw a place, the barrier of entry was low enough that any of us could really get in. I saw a place where someone who was worth, you know, millions of dollars and willing to mentor me and teach me everything that they possibly knew in order to get to, you know, wherever it was that I chose to get, just by working hard. And I'm not afraid to work hard. I've always worked hard, you know, for other people. So I literally just put one foot in front of the eye. Coachable. I've been consistent, and I was focused on becoming a professional. So I kind of made that leap of
sure,
or spare time, like most people do. And I, you know, through consistent effort and really trying to educate myself on the industry. And once I really truly understood what I had, I knew I was home.
Good for you. That is amazing to be next to somebody that made that kind of money. Just And I guess I don't ever believe there's really any accident. I think the universe brings it to you, but man, that is really, really powerful. And you're like so many other people, myself included, that have been affected by the loss of jobs. It's kind of funny. The better that you do, sometimes they feel like they don't need you. You actually start making too much money and it's out of your control. So that is, I guess that answers the question why you decided to pursue network marketing, because you know, to be able to be mentored by somebody that has done that well is just amazing. Now, you're not with that company anymore. Is that correct? That you started out with? You're with a different company. We'll talk about that later.
But 4.5 years in that other company. But 5 years ago, I left that company and followed a few of my good friends and mentors to this company, into the health and wellness side of the industry, which is
okay.
Passion of mine, holistic health and wellness, and educating people on the power of nutrition and giving them the community and the resources and the tools in order to take ownership of their health as well as their financial future is a huge
passion of mine. Sure. And even though it's a different company, different industry, you're taking those same principles about the hard work, the consistency, all of those things, and transferring it over. And I think that's what our audience needs to hear. There is no silver bullet about what product or what company you're with. It's still about the activities that you take part in. So if you could just sum up maybe in just a few words, and the reason I want you to do this, let me just share my thoughts a little bit more. If you can help our audience, maybe for them to think about this the same way, what is it that you love about being a network marketer? In a few words, so we could all take those words, and when we start to tell our story, we've got something. So what is it that you love so much about this business? Because it's clear you're passionate.
Yeah, a few things I love about this business. I mean, I think the number one thing, especially I am 10 years later, freedom. Where I can wake up in the morning, here I am, my home office, or I could be at the beach right now if I chose to be at a coffee shop, or I could be traveling in Europe if I wanted to be, because I work digitally, and that's so convenient, and it's so attractive to a lot of people. Once you build that full-time income, if you choose to be able to, start really leveraging your time and your effort, and having money working for you instead of you working for money, I think is something everyone deserves to at least understand that it's possible, and to be able to build that kind of structure for your life. So I love the freedom this has allowed me to have. I love the person I've become. I used to transfer out of college class once I got the syllabus and it said there was an oral presentation, because I hate speaking in front of people. I was like, I've got to find a class. I literally would transfer out of class. And now I speak in front of, thousands and thousands of people, up on stage and train organizations, because so passionate about this. And it's like, it's a whole different world when you find calling and helping people, and helping people grow and people hope is it's a huge, huge thing I think the world needs right now, is to allow people to really kind of take ownership of their life. And that's a huge thing that this industry can give to people.
Absolutely. Personal growth. That's amazing. That I did not know that looking at the syllabus, if I have to, that's one of the things that I've done in my courses. I wrote in, people are more afraid of speaking in front of people than dying, So yeah, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. But you're right. Absolutely. The freedom is really, really key. I don't think you can put a price on it. You mentioned your mom you're there now in San Diego to be able to help your mom whenever you want. You've got the time and the money freedom, because you can have all the money in the world, and if you don't have time to do anything, what good does it do? But, not everybody talks about the personal development. And I think that is such an important part of what this industry can do. And not only for yourself, but you're able to help so many other people. So having been part of the industry for so long, I'm sure you've probably heard it all from people. Some of the myths, some of the bad things about the industry. Can you just share with us a couple of myths that you've heard, or misnomers about what people say about the network marketing industry and how you answer them?
Yeah, you know, I actually trained on objections this morning on my team. I think one of the most important objections when you're new that you hear a lot, because I heard this from my friends and my family, and sometimes the most negative people have your last name, you know, first get into this type of industry. I think one of the largest that most people come over and also be educated on is we're not a pyramid scheme. So, you know, it's like, look at it a few different ways. Number one, pyramid schemes are illegal, you know, a Ponzi scheme or whatever it is they're possibly thinking. So I usually ask people, like, what exactly do you mean? And most of the time, they don't really know what they're even talking about. It's what they are, you know, the what they think about, you know, when they think of this kind of structure. And they say, oh, it's, you know, when you earn money off of other people's efforts. And I say, well, first of all, everything in life is a pyramid, you know, whether it's corporate pyramid, where I sat at the bottom of the pyramid as a project manager with no room to the top whatsoever, nowhere to grow. You know, the government's a pyramid, the military's a pyramid, everything's a pyramid. So if you want to call it a pyramid, you know, you can certainly do that. But at least in this pyramid, anyone can get to the top and there's room for everybody to win. So that's the thing I love about this industry. Everyone can win here and there's room for everybody. There's the endless income potential. So I really kind of love educating people on the fact that, you know, they really don't understand what they're talking about. And what network marketing does is it just allows the money to be kind of carried in the hands of the people versus my company going to Walmart or GNC and buying, you know, products through that, where the money stays, you know, with the elite and corporate structure of things and where the rich stay rich. Network marketing allows the money to go through the hands of the people. Allows us, the stay-at-home moms, the waitresses, the doctors I have in my team, the professors, the bartenders. I have so many different walks of life, the college kids on my team, where they are allowed to be ones to create that kind of income. So have this kind of structure in business helps the people, which is, you know, also kind of makes you wonder why they don't teach this in the school system, you know, so it allows you build sustainable, you know, generational wealth if you truly build it properly and you're consistent at something that's, you know, willable, sellable, and it's an asset building.
Right, right. You know, I loved how you said it, because I've always believed in this, because that is the number one thing. It's a pyramid scheme. And I love how you said it. You just put it right back on them. Well, what is a pyramid scheme? They don't have any idea. It's just something that they've heard and they want to come across as being very intelligent, when in fact they're not. And you're right. Pyramid schemes are illegal as long as you are, your main focus is selling product, because it's, that's how we get paid. If you get paid on selling product, no matter whether it's you or somebody on your team, it's not illegal. It is not a pyramid scheme. So in the generational wealth, absolutely. What other objections do you get or things that people think about this industry that you can help our audience with, and how to overcome that objection?
Well, two of them that really kind of stick out to me. Some people think, oh, the person at the top makes all money, or you got to get in early, you know. One of my good friends, and the reason why I moved into this organization, and I actually moved from San Diego over to Boston when I joined this company, and I started in a market all by myself. So I started in a place with support, no events, no meetings, but I knew I had someone who had over $1 million his first year, who's now number one income earner. He's the number one income earner here in the U.S. and he's been with the company a little over 6 years, and he's made over $9 million. He's a lot more than people that joined the company 10 years ago, you know, 15 years ago. So it's not about that. It's about what you put in. And once you understand that, you know, I hit six figure income with this company in 10 months, starting in a market all by myself, because I had been learning the fundamentals and understanding how the business works and going through the numbers and keeping my emotions out of the business and following a system. And I just got to work and into a system that set in play here. So it's not so much when you get in, it's about what you do. You
know, right, right.
Someone who's going to come in after me is going to earn a lot more money. It doesn't matter. That's really kind of a huge misconception. Another one is, I think a lot of people, when they think of this industry, they're like, oh, I don't want to go bug my friends and my family, or I don't want to, you know, start chasing or spamming people on Facebook to try to go sell or get them to buy my product or service. And it's not really about that. If you want to be a professional in this industry, you've got to understand that whatever it is you have, it needs to be the aspirin for their headache. So you need to really start building that relationship and helping them understand where they're looking for, you know, a product that's natural that can help them with a health issue, or they're looking to save income on a service that they are using that they could purchase from you, or they're looking for a room to grow because they're in a business or a job right now where they have ceiling over their head and there's no growth potential, or they're looking for a community of people where they can be encouraged to grow, or looking to get into business or entrepreneurship. I mean, you look at business and just the overhead and the capital you need to come up with when getting into a business like this that cost me, you know, less than I spent as a semester on book for nursing prereqs, never mind nursing right. school. And I built a just 6-figure income in months.
Right. I love that. I love
you. And don't do that.
That statement is so, so powerful. You need to be their aspirin for their headache. Because that's what you have to do. If you can't solve their problem, they're not the person that you need to be dealing with. They're not your customer. They're not a potential team member. And I think that's something that everybody needs to remember. You're not going to be all things to all people. But when you have the person that's got that headache that you can solve, you're the aspirin. That is just, that's a gem. That is really a gem. So those are things that I know that anybody in the industry hears all the time, but they tend to get stuck and they don't know how to answer it. So those are great things. And the other thing I want to say is I congratulate you for teaching your team that. That's a great subject for everybody is, you know, talk about how to overcome those objections. And some people don't want you to overcome those objections. They'd rather argue than you walk away. But that's tremendous. That's tremendous. So two companies doing incredibly well in both of them. I mean, to be able to make 6 figures in 10 months is phenomenal. I mean, it would, you know, as a nurse, you probably wouldn't be making that much after 10 years. So yeah. That's amazing. But what would you say are your strategies that you have followed and you know would help others? You talked to me earlier that you do a lot with personal development. Can you give me an example of what you do and why personal development is so important for you and for your team?
Yeah, for sure. I think even just get into anywhere where you're transferring from employee, where you're just told what to do and you're just kind of in that box, to be an entrepreneur, it's all about 90% of it is mindset. You know, you've got to look at the bigger picture. You've got to have a long-term vision. You've got to understand that you have to sacrifice sometimes in order to get to where you want to be. And a lot of times here, you're sacrificing up front to buy back your time and your life in the end, you know, where you're sacrificing anyways in corporate America, where I was never going to get anywhere. I was sacrificing forever. So personal development is huge. So I started really, you know, listen to the people. You know, I was keeping the Kardashians before I got into network marketing. I wasn't busy, you know, listening to people like Jim Rohn and Robert Kiyosaki and giving myself like a financial education and to start working and following people in leadership, which I'd never heard of most of those people, or I was busy watching TV or Netflix, listening to music or watching the news. And once I really started to transform from, you know, unplugging myself, I like to say, from the matrix and start surrounding myself with the dreamers and most importantly, the nurse, you know, who really gave me the understanding of how to get the skill itself and transforming how I thought, my philosophy and having that vision and belief and the hope for, you know, promise of the better life ahead. You know, this industry has really put me into that world. I think being in the world of personal development, where working on just becoming a better friend, a better sister, a better girlfriend, a better person. Imagine if we had people that woke up every day, looked in the mirror and said, what can I do to make the world a better place today? How can I help other people? How can I become a better version of myself versus the hate and the separation and everything we're surrounded by right now? You know, I think the world needs this industry because it really builds better people, you know, and better leaders and helps people understand how to love one another, unity, working together. You know, I could go on forever on everything that's kind of really encompassed in my life. And I think it's important for people to be surrounded by that kind of mindset and understand how to educate yourself in that way.
Absolutely. You know, one thing you had said that's something else that you would also hear from people that, they're really not the up and comers, or they're kind of the ones that'll just be very stagnant and it'll drop down, is that people don't want to sacrifice. And it really isn't a sacrifice, to your point. It's you're just trading the time now for later on. I mean, you're either going to put the time in now, or you're going to put it in later. And this way you're putting it into what you really want. And most of the time, the sacrifice is just what you said. It's Netflix, it's this and that. You know, if you work your business the right way, and I know you know how to do this, you're not going to miss the real important things in life. It is about maybe stop doing a few things that aren't productive, but make sure that you're still able to spend the time with the family and go to the kids' things and take your mom to the doctor. Those are the things that this great industry allows you to do. When you talked about long-term vision, tell us a little bit about how you approach that and how you look forward, because, you know, sometimes we live in the moment and we want it right now. How do you keep yourself going for, you know, what you're really striving for down the road?
Yeah. So having that long-term vision, you know, I can remember working full-time when I got into this industry. I can remember going to meetings almost every single night and working with my team. I can remember I lived with my mom at one point and she was like, "You're going to their meeting. Like, you've been working. Like, what are you doing?" And I was like, I didn't want to be at work all day. Like, why don't you say that when I leave in the morning, going, you know, to work where I don't want to be. I was leaving at night to go build my dream. So it's like, I sacrificed a lot up. But now, like, I just went for a walk with mom this morning to be here at have time for that. My dad passed away, took off with one to say, "Hey, can I time work, or can I be here or be there?" So, you know, like I said before, having a digital business and you can be wherever you want, you have no one to answer to, is something that you want at some point in your life, no matter how long it takes you, because that time's going to pass anyways. I tell people all the time, you know, it's just the mindset. Some people will say, "Oh, and within 6 months, this isn't working." But then they go to school for 4 years where they're not earning any income whatsoever there. And then they come out with a diploma that costs them sometimes up to $1,000. I met a girl, you know, recently who had hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt and school loans, you know, without a job or industry. So it's like, but we're all taught and kind of programmed that that's the way to go and the right thing to do, you know, that rather than get, like I said, getting into something like where the barrier of entry is low enough where you can spare your time.
Right. And that's a paradigm. People believe that if you get in, but they don't teach you how to make money. They don't teach you that. Yeah. They teach you that you have to do it. You have to go. That's what the societal expectation is. So you're absolutely right. You also said that the other strategy for you that was so important that you told me was that you've got to do the right kind of work and activities, because there's a lot of people that do stuff, but they're not doing anything that gets them anywhere. So what kind of the right to do's and activities would you recommend?
Yeah. So I call them income bringing activities versus busy activities, because a lot of people will get into this business and they're spending so much time where they're just scrolling Facebook, or they're checking their back office, or they feel like they come into the business and they've got to study every spot, every product, every ingredient, every service they're selling, or every, you know, they have to everything about everything before they can even speak to someone, you know, versus just getting in and following a system and doing the income bringing activities, which is speaking to people, getting people in front of your mentors, exposing them to the business, acquiring customers, that kind of stuff. So train the teams here on how to really focus more on the income bringing activities, where you're, you know, more efficient with your time, because you don't exhaust yourself with all the busy stuff where you feel like you've worked your business so much and you don't have the results or the paycheck at the end of the day.
Right.
You know, of course, personal development and all kind of stuff is important, and check your numbers and whatnot. But you've got to understand what actually get you the income and build you the business, you know, not sitting around doing all that busy work that isn't the actual, you know, real work. It's like thinking about going to the gym, studying the workouts. As I know, it's like being into the gym and putting in the work is what's going to bring the results.
Right. You are so spot on, because that is what people tend to do. They want to check their email first. They want to scroll Facebook. They want to do that. All of those things that don't, I always say, those things don't make you money. Okay, so just flip it. and do the things that make you money. And if you do those first, you don't have to spend hours and hours and hours, you know, if you're focused on the right activities. So, well, it's very apparent to me, and I know to our audience, why you've been successful, not only in one company, but in your second company. And I know you are an expert in health and wellness, you know, so it's really that holistic side, because, you know, I work as a mindset coach. I've been trained, I'm certified in it and all that. And it's very obvious that you get it, that you've got to have the right attitude. So you're about holistic, but now you're with a company that is called Kayani. Is that how you pronounce it?
Correct.
Okay. I want to make sure. You've got a special offer for our listeners. Anybody that wants to maybe learn more about you, wants to hear about your earning opportunity, but I can tell, I don't know anything about your company or your product, but I know you'd be a great upline. That I can tell you right now. So what is it that you want to offer to our listeners today, Jules?
Yeah, I would love to offer anyone that is just looking for natural holistic ways to really just better their life, whether it's, you know, they're dealing with health issues or looking for preventative health. Our company just focuses on quality and convenience, you know, and we don't have a whole catalog. We have 40 lines. So I have an assessment right on my website where you can talk about what kind of health goals you have and what kind of challenges you might be dealing with, and then, you know, recommending what products. We also not only the product lines that we have, but we also have a lot of community and education, which I think is important. We have a healthy living hub for customers, you know, for distributors. Run by one of the doctors on our medical advisory board that has everything from workout plans to exercise, exercise regimens for all different walks of life. It has meal plans. It has education. Most people don't even know what vitamins are for, you know, what antioxidants are. Most people are so uneducated when it comes to our health that no one's going to take ownership of that except for you.
Absolutely.
You know, especially in
absolutely.
The Western society, you know, the Western medical society that we live in. It's time for people to really wake up and be educated, you know, understand there are natural resources out there, and everyone deserves to at least be exposed and educated and make that decision for themselves. So I would love for people to come to me to kind of get an understanding, you know, if they want to try sales, I'm here to help you, you know, really kind of just steer you in the right direction, you know, and help get the tools to take ownership for yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And for our listeners, you will have, if you'll click on it, you'll see it after you listen to the podcast. It'll be right on the website. We'll have all of Jules' contact information. You can certainly reach out to her. If you have any questions, reach out to me. If you can't get a hold of her, we'll get you connected. But I will tell you, Jules, you shared a wealth of information. And you know what I really love is that you focus on the fundamentals of the business. You know, I always say that what we do, those that are successful like yourself, we don't do all the sexy stuff. It's kind of the fundamentals, the block and tackle, if you will, of football. But those are the things that are going to make you successful. And I can see why you have done so much for the industry. And you really and truly are a great representative for our industry. Doesn't, you know, if everybody in network marketing would just talk about network marketing the way you do, everybody's business would explode. But I thank you so much for sharing your knowledge, and I know our audience does as well. So until next time, we will see you on the Network Marketers Den. And thanks, everybody, and thanks, Jules. We appreciate you so much. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Yep, bye-bye. Thanks for listening. This podcast was designed to help you, the network marketer. If you have a specific topic or struggle that you would like me to cover, please send me a message. If you enjoyed today's episode, please share it with others. Tag me, Janet Metzger, on social media, or leave a rating and review. For more tips and tricks, join my Facebook community at the Network Marketers Den. Thanks again for listening.